It is finished.
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37.
I would like to share with you what happened to me the other day. My husband and I visited the hot Sulphur Springs in Colorado and were looking forward to a wonderful, relaxing time together. Well, the father of lies had plans of his own. After we entered one of the small pools, I became thirsty and grabbed our water bottle. Suddenly, another person in the pool commented, "Is that your water bottle or mine?" Then I realized I was drinking from the wrong water bottle. This might seem funny to you, but I was horrified, condemned, filled with shame. You see, the father of lies had been telling me all my life that I was not allowed to make mistakes. In fact, it gets worse than that. I am not even allowed to feel emotionally down. I'm also not allowed to say something stupid. If I do any of the above, I am bad. He has accused me of being corrupt, deformed, fatally flawed. Now, if he had accused me of doing something bad, I could have fixed that. However, he accused me of being bad on the inside. I experienced this as extreme shame.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6.
Jesus showed me that he had already nailed the shame that the father of lies is trying to put on me to the cross. The shame has been condemned and overcome. I have been spoken clean by the words, "It is finished."
When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30.
The shame has been overcome. The condemnation has been overcome. In faith, you can surrender your shame of not being perfect to Jesus and allow him to speak you clean with the words, "It is finished." You simply apply the same faith that you used to accept Jesus as the forgiver of your sins. You do this each time the father of lies tries to cripple you with his best weapon, shame. I bless you.